Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Vaibhavi Ranjan. Today is Wednesday, 13th of March, and here's all you need to know before market opens. Domestic benchmark indices are likely to remain range-bound today as trends in the GIFT Nifty hints towards a tepid start for the broader index with a gain of 18 points. In yet another day of volatile trade, the Indian benchmark indices ended on a mixed note in the previous session, with the BSE Sensex rising 0.22% to 73,667, while the Nifty settled flat at 22,335. Investors refrained from going aggressive in the anticipation of the US inflation data, which was released later in the day. On the daily charts of the Nifty 50, analysts observed that the index is range-bound between 22,200 to 22,600 since the past seven trading sessions. On the downside, multiple support parameters in the form of the 20-day moving average at 22,199 and the previous swing low at 22,224 are likely to absorb the selling pressure and provide cushion in case of a decline. On the upside, 22,500 to 22,550 shall act as an immediate hurdle. Shifting focus to today's trading session, here are some stocks that will remain in the limelight. Shares of ITC will be in focus amid reports that British American Tobacco is likely to sell a 3.5% stake of the conglomerate in block trade today. Greaves Finance and Muthoot Capital also signed a Rs. 150 crore deal for electric two-wheeler financing. Lastly, Sanghi Industries will also be in focus as its promoter Ambuja Cements plans to sell up to 2% equity in the company to meet public float norms. Now, it's time to move towards global markets and how they fared so far. Wall Street indices jumped overnight after the fresh US inflation data came in line with expectations. The US Consumer Price Index climbed 0.4% in February and 3.2% year-on-year. Investors don't anticipate this inflation print to overtly change the Fed's rate cut plans, and hence, it bode well with their sentiment. Tech stocks were back to the forefront, with shares of chipmaker Nvidia surging more than 7%. Microsoft gained around 3%, while Meta popped 3.3%. The Nasdaq soared 1.5%, while the S&P 500 hit a new record high, up over 1%. Tracking the trend, markets in Asia-Pacific also started the day on a positive note. Australia's S&P ASX 200 rose 0.2% as it extended gains from the previous session. Japan's Nikkei 225 also rebounded and rose 0.7% in early trade, while the broad-based topics gained 0.8%. South Korea's Kospi also climbed 0.5%, while the small-cap KOSDAQ was largely flat. In contrast, futures tied to Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index pointed to a weaker open after the index surged over 3% in the previous session. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Joseph Thomas of MK Wealth, who shares his views on Fed's rate cuts after the release of the US CPI print. Let's tune in.
We now have both the US and India inflation numbers. The US inflation number for February is at 3.20%, up from 3.10% a month ago. While the US inflation level is marginally higher, this may prompt the Fed to be doubly cautious and wait for further confirmation on where the inflation is actually headed. The numbers on GDP growth, the labor market, and corporate performance have all been indicating a strong economy so far, and therefore the cut in policy rates may come up only after a span of another 2 to 3 months in the US. The first cut may still be around the June meeting of the FOMC. Given the fact that the Fed had indicated 2.5% as the average long-term target rate during the peak inflation, that it is almost there, just a stone's throw away, adds to the heightened speculations on the timing of the first cut. In comparison, the India headline CPI number is at 5.09%, a shade lower than the 5.10% of Jan 24. Not very significant, but the core inflation has come down to 3.30%. The headline inflation number is quite in line with the RBI forecast for Q3 of financial year 24. The improvement in core inflation is quite remarkable. RBI rate action is most likely in Q1, that's April to June of financial year 25. With crude prices in global markets range bound, any extraordinary pressure from this component can be ruled out. Probably the RBI would move into the easing cycle first, followed by the Fed. At least that is what the domestic economic realities warrant. Easing or no easing, the changing liquidity dynamics of the domestic market resulting from the huge inflow into equities through the SIP route and the healthy inflows into the government bonds, which is now underway after the JP Morgan bond index inclusion has been announced, would foster further fall in the market yields, mainly at the long end of the curve.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.